Thanks very much, Francis. We're now going to get the next speaker, someone who many of you know and will have voted for at the last election, Mr. Paul Bloomfield, Sheffield Central MP.
Thanks very much, Bill, and thanks for all of you who've come today in this terrible weather, but we need to build the sort of confidence and strength that brings people out in their thousands to oppose this strategy of this government. I was sitting there with Angela Smith, who's down here supporting the demonstration today, on the opposition benches when the comprehensive spending review was announced on Wednesday. Now, we heard the plans to devastate social housing. We saw the plans unfold to get rid of 500,000 public sector jobs with 500,000 private sector jobs following them. We saw the devastating cuts announced for local government of 30%. And those of us who lived in this city during the 80s and remember how bad that was, you've seen nothing yet compared with the plans of this government. And as we saw lives destroyed, as we sat in shock seeing hopes dashed, what was the reaction on the opposite, on the government benches? They rose in ecstatic excitement. They were so pleased. And the first person to reach over and put his arm around George Osborne was none other than Cliggzilla himself. They were ecstatic because what they know is that this government is taking up where Thatcher left off. And worse than that, going to places in terms of policy where Thatcher could only dream. This is a more ideological, more right-wing government, and as every announcement is made, you see the big picture unfolding. Their dream is within their grasp of undoing the legacy of that great 1945 Labour government, of destroying the welfare state that we created, seeking to create a smaller state, a two-tier state. Look at the policies that they've put in place on schools, on health, on housing, on universities, the best for those who can afford most, and the public realm register nothing more than a safety net for the poor, and a safety net which they will cut and reduce as the weeks go by. So I want to congratulate the TUC not only for organising this protest, but for organising it here in Sheffield. In Sheffield, the city that Nick Clegg, who occasionally pops in from time to time, claims to represent, and the city where, at least until next May, is run by a Liberal Democrat council. Because we need, above all, to expose their role and make sure that the voters in this city and across the country punish the Liberal Democrats for their actions, just as they did on Thursday night in a local council by-election here in Sheffield, where the vote for the Liberal Democrats was more than halved and where Labour's share of the vote went up to 76%. That was a clear message to Nick Clegg. But we need to recognise that we face a concerted campaign from the Tories, from their tabloid press, from the think tanks, from the CBI and the Institute of Directors, a consistent campaign to rubbish the public sector, to seize the occasional example and the wrongful example of high-paid chief executives, but to use that to pretend that everybody's high-paid, that they've got gold-plated pensions, systematically trying to pretend that the money that Labour spent over the last 13 years on our hospitals, on our schools, on rebuilding the broken society that we inherited from the Tories, trying to pretend that that money was wasted. But we need to take that argument on, and it's not just for us as politicians, it's for everybody in their union branch, in their workplace, in their pub and in their community to be making the argument, because the Tories have had some success, we've got to admit it, in winning an argument about the inevitability of these cuts. 60% of people in a poll last week said the cuts are right. And we've got to take that argument out. Just like the 80s, we've got to defeat Tina. Defeat the idea there is no alternative. There is a choice. The last election was fought on it. In that last election, the Liberal Democrats said, that if the Tory economic plans were introduced, it would cause great pain. Correct. They said that if the Tory economic plans were introduced, it would devastate our economy. Correct. The majority of people in this country voted either Labour or Liberal Democrat to reject the Tory economic strategy which the Liberal Democrats are now implementing. And we need to be clear that the Liberal Democrats, the Clegg faction that now runs the Liberal Democrats, this is not a tactical choice. I sit there with Angela on the opposition benches, and you can see a range of discomfort from some of them who aren't happy to be in this government, right through to Nick Clegg, to Danny Alexander, to Chris Hume, and to others who are beaming. They are so happy to be there. It's not a tactical deal. There is ideological convergence. They believe in what this government is doing as Liberal Democrats. Nick Clegg, writing in the Times about the benefit cuts a couple of weeks ago, said, and this is a verbatim quote, he said, "It's not the responsibility of the state to compensate the poor for their predicament." Shocking, disgraceful, but it's what Nick Clegg believes, and they need to be exposed for that. So our task is to make the case for public services, publicly funded, for universal benefits, a system in which we all pay in and all get out, to build a mass movement that says no, there is a better way, for investment in jobs, not unemployment, for investment in jobs to achieve growth, taxing the banks, to make sure that this is not the turning point that the Tories want, that they don't get 18 years to realise their dreams. That we turn the tide now, we reject them at the ballot box, that work starts next May in the local government elections, that task starts now. Thank you very much.